As state and federal relief agencies take on bigger roles in fire recovery efforts, local officials want to keep volunteer and civic groups engaged. Deborah Lucero, County Supervisor-elect, described Monday's meeting as a brainstorming session, bringing together groups and governments looking for ways to move forward. She said fraternal organizations, including the Elks, Kiwanis, and Seroptimists, jumped into action at the outset, better prepared because of 2017's Oroville Dam crisis.
They house people Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday until Red Cross and FEMA showed up.
County spokeswoman Casey Hatcher said the Federal Emergency Management Agency is looking at a multitude of solutions, including surveying every hotel, motel, and RV park between Sacramento and Redding. They found few vacancies. FEMA spokesman Bradley Pierce said the agency wants to move evacuees into safe, secure, and functional housing. Initially, that's sanctioned shelters. Next, interim housing, motels, RVs, trailers, or modular structures. Federal and state teams are assessing accessibility, safety, and utility availability at potential long-term sites. Lucero said nothing is being rejected.
We're basically putting everything out there. You know, it's like, what are the creative ideas? We have a creative community. What are those ideas to house these people?
A housing task force has been formed, including representatives from the town of Paradise, Butte County, and the cities of Chico and Oroville. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.